Trees can't speak, but John Eisenhower speaks their language. Talking Trees with Rosie on the House.
Starting this segment, and I bet a nice, chilly Prescott morning. Charlie's on the line. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry I missed you at the parade this year, but I've got a very large quaking aspen that when it leaves out, I'm getting a really significant amount of drooping in the lower canopy. And this last couple years, I've had more and more branches breaking during the monsoon season. They just seem really heavy with leaves.
And
where do you live, Charlie?
Prescott.
Up in Prescott.
Okay.
And so the question is how to prevent that from happening?
Yes. So the two things, the drooping of the canopy, and then, again, I'm getting a lot of branches that are breaking, especially the ones that are drooping that are really heavy.
Yeah, a couple of things come to mind. You know, just your irrigation. Are you supplementing just the annual rainfall with some of your own watering?
Yes.
Okay. You know, that might be something you might think about. A lot of these trees will turn that water into vegetative growth, and you're going to get more and maybe excessive growth that you're not really intending to have. And the some of these trees, like your quaking aspen, grow naturally in a wood in a forested area with other aspen trees all around them, and they don't have long pendulous branches. Take one of those trees and put it in its own spot, just like eucalyptus down here. You put that in its own location with no competition from around it. And it will, because of the available sunlight, it will start sending out branches further out from the trunk than it would if it had limited sunlight in a stand of trees or in a grove. And we found that, you know, it's a recipe for some difficulties with eucs that tend to, in their native Australia, they're growing in huge groves in woods where they don't have long extended branches. Put a eucalyptus out in a landscape as a specimen tree, the corner of your property, it can have the freedom to start extending branches 20, 30 feet from the trunk and then getting excessively long and being prone to breakage. So just a few thoughts. You might want to think about maybe tipping some of those branches back, maybe reducing the end weight a little bit. If you start seeing they're getting heavy with foliage, make a few end weight reduction cuts, get a good certified arborist to come in who can make good reduction cuts by cutting the ends of those branches back to proper lateral branches that are at least a third the diameter of the one they're removing. And you can hopefully, you know, reduce that risk of breakage during the monsoon winds.
And we've got Vicente Landscaping. You can contact Chris Wilborn there in Prescott for somebody local. We don't claim to be the experts at everything, and somebody that's in the Prescott area is going to be more familiar with the pinions and the aspen, and you get into Flagstaff, and
sure,
you've got a lot of ponderosa up on the rim. So yeah. We've got a statewide network that you can rely on at rosieonthehouse.com. And, yeah, sorry to miss the parade. That was the first time in about since we started going to the Prescott Parade, but as many of you can relate to, when you've got kids, they come first, and we had a rodeo in Mesa, so we were in Mesa for the rodeo. But we'll be back. Hopefully that doesn't overlap next year, and we'll be back at the Prescott Parade. That's always the first Saturday in December. Let's see if we can finish Carl in Oral Valley. He wants to talk to our arborist. Good morning, Carl.
Yes, good morning, guys. Hey, enjoy the show. I've got a nice house in Oro Valley with a great view of the mountains and a wash down below with a lot of Palo Verde in it. But a new house is going up that's kind of an eyesore. I've got a little open area between some Palo Verde. I was thinking about planting some more Palo Verde. The nursery told me there's the regular foothills Palo Verde. There's one that's a hybrid developed by the Desert Museum down here. I guess it grows faster and blooms twice a year. And then I guess there's also the blue Palo Verde. I want to fill in the gap, but I don't want it to grow too high and block my view. So you have a recommendation on that or another type of tree, and when do I plant them?
Well, now is prime time for planting. Maybe it's a little early for Oro Valley. You might want to wait another month or so when the soil temperatures are a little bit warmer. But it sounds like you want a privacy screen tree.
Yeah.
You're wanting something a little shorter so it doesn't get up too high and block your view. So I was going to suggest if you wanted something that achieved its landscape purpose quickly, I would go with the Desert Museum because those hybrids are very fast growing, achieve their landscape purpose quickly, and you'd be real happy with that. But if you're not wanting it to get up too tall.
You might want to even look into a shrub. There's some native shrubs, the Dotinea or the Indian rosewood.
Arizona rosewood.
Arizona rosewood, Baquilinia, that grow really big and tall, but you can control their size.
And the Dotinea is the hop.
The hop seed.
The hop seed. Yeah, those get up to maybe 8, 10 feet of height, and they provide a nice privacy screen. But maybe that native... the blue or the foothill palo verde might be a little bit better size.
And when you join us February 9th, our tree that we'll be highlighting is the foothill palo verde. So we'll get
there. You go.
We'll look forward to having you in a month talking about that along with our talking trees. You can go to itreeservice.com, click on the calendar for all the rest of our January tree to-dos. It's itreeservice.com. Thank you, John. Thank you, Sarah.